With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. Today, I am your host, the unprofessional beauty lover, unprofessional forever and a day. This is the third time I'm starting this over. Technology is against us today, lads, so let's see if we get through this in one. But that is me, your unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. Thrilled to be with you, thrilled to be chatting about makeup. It's been a busy couple of weeks, like just a lot going on, a ton of stuff. Good stuff, but like a lot. So I was really excited to carve out some time to talk to you about beauty today as a main feature. Thrilled to share my chat with Brittany Boyce. Brittany is a nail artist out here in LA. She does a lot of celebrity, she does a lot of editorial. She is incredible. I love her work. I love it so much. And we had a lovely chat about working in nail art, all the tips and tricks that she can pass on to you, how she got started in her career, what she loves about it, and her own nail brand, which she just started, a press-on nail brand called Nails of LA, which is incidentally where you can also find her on Instagram. So that's to come. She is a delight. Look forward to that. And of course, we've got some new news, but what I thought we would do today, instead of just chatting about everything that's coming out, because there's always more coming out, isn't there? And I feel like we often miss out on some of the smaller brands here at Full Coverage because we have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of face, and we always focus on the big news. So obviously we want to include all the news that you guys are excited about. So like if a new Fenty product comes out, I know we all want to know about it. If a new Pat McGrath product comes out, we all want to know about it. But we get sent so much stuff from smaller indie brands. And I just wanted to give them a week and shine a spotlight on some stuff that's come in that I've been really impressed by and just some stuff that I think you should know about. And one product that I really just never thought I would like. Honestly, you'll know which one it is when we get to it. But I opened the box and I was like, you are having a laugh. And I've used it every single day since. So shut my mouth and let's get on with it. So yeah, Brittany to come, new news happening right now, obviously a highlight of the week at the end of the show. You know how this goes. Let's start with some new news.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, in case you were wondering, we're going to be hammering that into the ground. Now that we've got it, we're going to be playing that until the end of time. So the first thing I wanted to talk about in new news is from a brand that is a real favourite of mine. We interviewed Dr. Loretta like 2 years ago now. Wild. But we interviewed Dr. Loretta when her brand first launched, and you can go back and listen to that episode. I recommend that you do, because I'm in love with her and I think she's the best. She's just dropped a new product, and that product is the Tightening Detox Mask. Try saying that. It probably isn't that difficult, it's just me. But what is not difficult at all is this very lovely mask. I have used it a couple of times, got it a couple of weeks ago, used it a couple of times, and just really like it. At first, I was a bit like, ooh, Tightening Detox, is this going to be very clayey? Is this going to be very drying? And I was a little bit anxious. Plus, I'm always wary of clay masks. We'll get onto that later. But this is lovely. It is a pink gel. It's not clayey at all. The detox. I sound like I'm trying to rap. The detox word in the name is a little bit misleading, I think, because it's not drying. It doesn't pull stuff out of your face at all. It's very refreshing, in fact, and it's full of peptides. It's designed to tighten and uplift. I believe that. I did feel tightened and uplifted afterwards. It's got seawater in there, which I love. It's got a yeast extract. It'll detoxify pores. I don't know if there's any toxic stuff in my pores. Don't get higher and started. There's no toxic stuff in your pores. But I get what it's saying. And it's also got a lovely, lovely moisture surge to it. It is rosy, oily. It has got rose oil in it. It's got like a lovely, lovely scent of rose, which makes it a beautiful sensorial experience. It's lovely to apply. It's lovely to have on your face, and it smells good. Unless you're busy, Phillips, as we learned last episode, busy, don't use this. It's got rose in it. It's not your friend. But it is my friend, and I will keep using it. I really, really like it. It's just one of those masks that just does feel like a treat. It doesn't feel like a chore. But at the same time, I feel like I see a result at the end of it. So I appreciate that. Dr. Loretta is not an inexpensive brand. I know that. But it is a gorgeous brand. It's a well thought out brand. And the person behind it, I just rate her so much. As a doctor, as someone that has the years and years and years of scientific experience and of being a doctor, of being a hands-on active doctor, this is one of those brands where I have absolutely zero qualms about saying, like, yes, she knows what she's talking about, and she's not putting her name to anything that isn't fantastic. So big fan of that, the Dr. Loretta Tightening Detox Mask. While we're on masks, while we're detoxing and purifying and the like, let's have a chat about the new drop from Youth to the People. Youth to the People is an indie brand we've talked about a little bit. They're based out here in LA. We talked about them a few times. I really like their eye cream. There's a sleep mask that I really like as well. I love their packaging. Everything's sustainable. Everything's ethically produced. It's a third generation beauty company, the cousins, I believe. I've like been on 18,000 Zoom calls with them, but my brain is mush. But the two guys that run the company, they're like, their grandmother was in beauty, so they're third generation in beauty. They really, really care about what they do, and they're putting out really thoughtful products. I don't think they just chuck stuff out for the sake of it. There seems to be a good reason and a lot of research that goes into everything. This latest drop is the Super Clay Purify Clear Power Mask. Purify and Clear Power Mask, apologies, with niacinamide, kombucha, and BHA in it. So that's a lot of interesting ingredients. My first thought was like, oh, it's for oily skin. And I don't really have oily skin, but when I tried it out, I actually really, really enjoyed it. I'm always wary of clay masks that are, honestly, anything other than dirt cheap, because clay is real cheap. Clay is real cheap. But there's a lot of other stuff in here, stuff, that's a scientific term, that actually gives it a whack, gives it a boost of effectiveness. Like the niacinamide is in there for calming, but the BHA, I believe it's salicylic acid, at the same time is good for clearing up oily spots or acne issues. The kombucha is a prebiotic, which will be great for the skin's microbiome. It's a lot of stuff, but it all works together to give you a really soothing feeling of a mask. A lot of clay masks, as I said, can be very drying, very stripping, and this didn't feel like that to me. It never like fully sets down like some clay masks do. So you just put it on, you relax, and then you emulsify it with water and wipe it away. It comes away very easily, which is important to me with a clay mask, because again, I've ruined so many flannels, you guys. I've ruined so many flannels. So as a fan of this, if you are looking for a clay mask, I think it's a good option if it's in your budget. It also can be used as a spot treatment, which we love. It doesn't have to be all over if you've just got little oily areas or if you've got breakouts. It's really good for that. And it's a really good one for anyone suffering with maskne, because it will take care of the skin. It will dry out. And dry out is an aggressive term. It will take care of breakouts, but it won't hurt the skin. Like when you think about something like Proactive that says it's going to dry out your acne, what it means is it's going to destroy your face and sandblast it and remove every drop of moisture. This isn't going to do that. It's going to take care of breakouts, but it's also going to be gentle on the skin. So I like this. I'm pro this. I love their packaging. I do love the simplicity of it. But yeah, Youth to the People Super Clay Purify and Clear Power Mask is a thumbs up from me. Sticking with skincare while we're here, this is a whole new line, a whole new brand, but it is one I'm actually quite interested in. So you will notice, says teacher, that there is a trend coming. It's on the horizon. It's already here, for more simplistic skincare routines. Obviously, we have gone so far down the lines of individual ingredient products, you know, The Ordinary, all those brands that just give you one thing and you just cocktail it all onto your face yourself. That a lot of people have just said, this is too much, I can't deal with it, life is hard, yo, I'm in the choir, I hate this. You know, I think people have gone one way or the other in lockdown. You've either fully embraced a 25,000 step skincare routine, or you're just on soap and water and you're like, leave me alone, the last thing I want to worry about is my face. So somewhere in the middle of that, brands have started to see there is room for people who just want a really simple plan. And, you know, like harking back to the Clinique three-step skincare plan, this is not new, but what's old is new again, because hello, the brand I'm going to talk about now is called Covey. It is created by two best friends who love skin, and they were looking for a routine that they could adapt into their lives that was effective but simple, and they would enjoy using. And they kind of nailed it. I'm kind of super into it. So it's three steps. There is first of all cleanser, there is next up vitamin C serum, and there is last but not least moisturizer. Very clever naming. Nana likes a very cleverly named product, so Nana's into this. The shades are beautiful, the packaging's beautiful, it's all pastel, pretty, Easter eggy colours, she says. My mind is full of mini eggs and mini eggs only. So there's the pale blue, first of all cleanser, then sort of the millennial pink is the vitamin C, and then sort of a very soft lilac, glossier pinkish lavender lilac, last but not least moisturiser. It's very simple. It's very lovely. The cleanser, I'm obsessed with. It's a clear gel cleanser, but you apply it and then you emulsify it. So onto dry skin, emulsify it with wet hands, and then remove with a warm, wet flannel cloth. I love it. I really like it. It removes everything, mascara included, but it doesn't strip my skin. It's got, I'm going to get all of the ingredients wrong, so please, I apologize for my pronunciations. It's got babassu oil, it's got glycolipids and aloe leaf juice in it. That's why it's so soothing and lovely. Big fan of that. And it's in a squeezy tube. We bloody love a squeezy tube. Next up is the next up vitamin C serum. Now, I use a vitamin C serum every day. That is my daytime serum. I love the Drunk Elephant. I had to stop using it because it started making me break out. I love the Rene Rouleau vitamin C serum, which is what I'm using at the moment. But I've given this a try and I've really liked it. I haven't been using it long enough to say whether or not it's great, but I like using it. So it's enough for me to carry on using it. It doesn't have any fragrance, doesn't have a scent. A lot of vitamin C's smell, in America they're like, it smells like hot dogs, it smells like hot dog water, and I'm like, I don't sniff hot dogs a lot, I just know it smells bad. So it doesn't smell like that, which is great. It doesn't smell of anything, but my absolute favorite thing about it is it's in an airtight, light proof pump. Magical. It's very similar to the Rene Rouleau packaging, but yeah, airproof, airtight, light tight. It's as stable as it's going to get for a vitamin C, which we love. And it's got vitamin E in it also, much like the Rene Rouleau. It's got grapeseed extract, and it's a very fancy new form of vitamin C, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. I'm just not going to do it. I'm looking at it, and I recommend you go to their website and you look at it too, because I'm not going to say it out loud, but it's a new form of vitamin C. It's very stable, so we like that a lot. It means it's not going to go bad before you use it all up. And then the moisturizer, which is the last but not least, which is your final step, it's in a jar, which, you know, I love a pump. You know, I much prefer a pump. I don't like sticking my fingers in things, but this is not the only jar of moisturizer out there in the whole wide world, is it? But it's got squalane in it, it's got glycerin in it, it's got resveratrol in it, which my skin always loves that. So yeah, I think this is really, really good. Really great basics. If you're looking for a just does it all line where you don't have to think about it too much, Covey, it's here for you. They're here for you now. I love that you can buy it on subscription. You can get all three items in a kit, or you can buy them individually. You can get it so that it just keeps coming to you, so you don't have to think too much about it. And yeah, this is definitely a trend we're going to see because it's growing. We're going to be seeing a lot of this, hey, let me just take care of you with minimal products because you've been too busy slapping 18,000 acids on your face for the last 5 years and now your skin hates you. So good for Covey, good for anyone launching an indie brand. and I'm intrigued to watch them grow. Like, where do they go next? If you're just three products, what are you going to do? Are they going to launch? You know, there's room to grow. You could still have an evening serum that you could throw in here without it being too overwhelming. You could have a mask to use once a week without it being too overwhelming. Room to grow. I'm curious to see what they do next. Another brand I'm really excited about is Citizen Cosmetics, and it is styled CTZN Cosmetics. So if you're looking for it online, that's how to spell it, CTZNcosmetics.com. And it is a brand formed by three sisters, Alina, Aliza, and Nasia Khan. And I'm going to read from the website directly because I owe them that much. But the Khan sisters identify themselves as third culture kids with a diverse background of being born in the US, raised in the UAE with Pakistani ethnicity. They're currently based between London and Dubai. So you can see where Citizen comes from. They're global citizens. And what Citizen's been quietly doing in the background and doing it really bloody well is creating really simple, well done, well executed products for all skin tones. So obviously, with their ethnic background, I say obviously, it shouldn't be obvious, but you all know it is because we're trying to change this now because it's been absolute nonsense. They couldn't find products that worked for them. You know, the idea of a nude lipstick, the idea of a universal nude does not exist. It's not real. So what the sisters did was create true nudes for multiple skin tones. So there's 25 shades of nude. It means there's a lipstick and a gloss for everybody, which is just really bloody wonderful. And what they have just launched, which is what I'm talking to you about today, is the Citizen Gold. Now this came through to me and it was like, Citizen Gold, 100% vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free, jelly, shimmer, eyeshadow, universal texture. And I was like, wait, this like goes against everything you've ever said, Citizen. Like, universal texture, universal shade doesn't exist. Universal isn't real, right? That's your thing. You've been saying there's no such thing as universal for everyone. And then I got this product and I shut my mouth because it's really, really, really good. And I've seen it on dozens of different skin types on their website, skin tones and types. I've seen it on their website. I attended the Zoom launch. I saw them apply it on all these different skin tones and it looks beautiful on everybody, she says, going up at the end. Like, she doesn't quite believe it, even though she saw it. It's really lovely. It is a really interesting texture. I'm playing with it right now. It comes in a little box, obviously. And inside the little box is a little jar and it's like, it's like a jelly mousse. It's more like an actual jelly, like Jell-O jelly. Like, you've made a bowl of jelly and you're about to go nuts at a six-year-old's birthday party and eat the whole thing. That is how it feels. It's quite a firm textured jelly, but it's so pretty. It is gold, but it's like a orangey gold without being aggressively warm. Like, I should look at this and be like, absolutely not. I am so cool toned, fair skinned, blonde haired. This is way too orangey for me. And then the first time I applied it, I was like, wait, it's really pretty. I'm applying it right now, which is probably why I sound weird, because I am dabbing eye makeup on my eyes without a mirror with my ring finger while speaking into a microphone. But that's how easy it is. That's how you can do it. I really like it. I've been using it a lot. It's a great lockdown product because it's so easy, one and done. Chuck a bit of mascara on with it, a bit of eyeliner if you're feeling fancy. You can blend the edges out with a brush or you can just dab it on with your finger. You can't really go wrong with it. It's great. And once it's dry, it's dry. Like, it does dry down really nicely and it does last really nicely, which a lot of jelly formula eyeshadows don't. So, big fan of the Citizen Gold. It's $25. Here in the US, but you can see it on their website, as I said, CTZNcosmetics.com. And it's just really nice. It's another brand that I'm just like really interested in what they're doing, and I love that they're doing it for a reason. Like, so many brands launch, and I'm about to talk about celebrity brand, and I don't really know why that brand exists, you know? I'm like, well, why do I need this to be in my life and in my shop and in my existence? But with Citizen, it's like, I know why, because they literally were trying to achieve something, and I think they've achieved it. With Covey, they're trying to achieve something, I think they've achieved it. Even Dr. Loretta, like, you know, she's literally has decades of dermatological. Oh God, she's been a dermatologist for decades, and she wanted to create a brand that answered a question, and she's done it. So like, that's really all I'm interested in these days. I really don't want to play with brands that are just doing it for the money, or just throwing out SKUs, or sticking their label on a random product that doesn't mean anything. So that's where I'm at. And I've gone off on my rant now, but I really love Citizen for that, and I really love the Citizen Gold. It's lovely. If you're looking for a gold jelly eyeshadow, go nuts, get yourself. Next up, didn't see this coming. We talked about it, I think, when it was announced. But this is the About Face brand, which is a makeup brand from Halsey, the singer. Now, Halsey's like under the radar for me. I know who Halsey is. I listen to the Who Weekly podcast. I know everything about Halsey. But I don't like super know Halsey's music. It's sometimes on when I'm in the car. And I know I'm an old lady who doesn't know what the kids are listening to. But yeah, I didn't know Halsey's name was Ashley Frangipane. I knew it was Ashley because that's the Halsey thing, right? But Frangipane, wild. Good for her. So she, I believe she identifies as she/they. So like, actually, yay, really good for her. So Halsey has launched her makeup brand, About Face. So what it says when you go on their website, aboutface.com, is they are about face, multidimensional makeup for everyone, everywhere, which is very cool. We are built on one truth, that no one is just one thing. Humans are weird, complex, and entirely beautiful because of it. Everyone has their own messy, mad personal method to becoming their greater selves. Sure, that's true. And with that in mind, Halsey has dropped her makeup range, and I have tried some of it. Now, like, the PR kept saying, like, we're sending it, get excited, we're sending it. And they did. And what they sent was like a bunch of matte lipsticks and a matte lip pencil. And I was like, oh, I can't really talk to the whole brand. So I cannot speak to the whole brand, which includes shadow sticks, matte fluid, eye paints, a lip locked bundle, which I think is a lip gloss, a lip lock stick, a shimmer stick. There's powder, there's highlight, there's a fixing spray, there's tools, there's all kinds of stuff. But what I can talk to you about is the Paint It Matte lip color and the Matte Fix lip pencil. Like, I'm not mad. Like, you know, I don't need more makeup. I've got a lot of it, but I can't talk to you about anything other than what I've got. So I'm sure those other things are great. The packaging, so when you get the products, they arrive in sealed silver, like mylar, like, you know, mylar balloons, like metallic balloons. It comes in one of those pouches that feels like a metallic balloon, so it's sealed, you can't see what's inside of it. It's written on it what it is, and it's got a little color block that tells you what color it is. Now, if I'm in a shop, that's going to annoy me because I want to be able to see what I'm getting. And obviously right now we can't be using testers or anything, so that's annoying. But if I'm ordering it online, I guess it doesn't matter what it arrives in. It's like getting one of those Pokemons where you don't know what Pokemon you've got until you open it. So that's kind of exciting, except it's lipstick and I do want to know. So it's fine. The packaging's fine. It's like very cool. It's all shiny and silvery, and it takes a great Instagram photo. Then when you get it open, the pencil is very much just a pencil. The outside of the pencil is pretty much exactly the same color as the actual pencil itself. The lid is the same. Like, it's a really nice lip pencil. I will say it's a really lovely lip pencil. It is $17 here in the US. That doesn't feel like extortionate. It doesn't feel like she's ripping anybody off. Feels totally reasonable. It lasts really well. Once it's on, it's on. I really like the lip pencil. I've got a couple of different shades. There's a red and there's a pink, but then everything's very nude. And I say that again with the Citizen idea in mind. Nude is a wide-reaching spectrum, but like, there are a lot of different nudes. There are 10 shades, and apart from the pink and the red, like, everything else would fall somewhere on the nude spectrum for someone. So that's interesting to me. Then the painted matte lip color, there are 11 shades. Again, just leans very hard into that grayish nude area, apart from the pink and the red and the black. And then that's not totally my jam. Like, it's very much that early Kylie lip kit, where it's a very stony, grayish, beigey nude. And the only thing I'll say about that is, like, that to me doesn't feel like it goes with the brand's mission statement, right? Like, they're like, we have makeup for everyone, everywhere, fully express yourself. But, like, there's one pink and one red, and everything else is a variation on a beigey, grayish nude. So I feel like there could have been a lot more interesting colors. There could just be more to it. I like the packaging. It's cute. It's small. It's like a frosted glass tube. It's not glass, obviously. What is it, glass? I don't know. It's like a frosted tube with a soft plastic, you know, that soft touch NARS type plastic cap. And the cap is in the color of the product. The doe fur is great. The doe fur applicator is fantastic. It was very easy for me to apply this stuff. Like, and I have a nightmare with mattes, but super easy to apply. Nailed the doe fur. These are $22 each. That does feel a lot to me because they're dinky. They're really teeny. And maybe, you know, there's 4.5 grams, says Nana, who's blind trying to read this. Like, my eyesight, that's not me, like, being blasé about saying I'm blind. I'm, like, minus nine, you guys. I'm minus nine. But, yeah, it's a really dinky tube, which is great if you want to carry it around with you. But if you're looking at $22 for this little tiny, tiny tube of lip gloss, lip paint, you're a bit like, So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. The juice is fine. Like, the lip paint is fine. It goes on. It's matte. It's very matte. Didn't feel especially drying. It wasn't hydrating at all. I would say prime before you use it. I would say use lip balm and then let that sink in and wipe it off before you use this, because it is matte. It's meant to be. And mattes are very rarely hydrating, but it's a real matte. It is pigmented. It is super saturated. It does what it says on the tin. I just don't know if it fits in with the mission statement that well, with the limited number of colors, but maybe that's going to change. But yeah, I think if you are a big Halsey fan, you're not going to be upset about what you receive. You might be a bit like, oh, that's expensive for a lip paint. But I don't think you're going to be mad at the quality or at the product itself. It's very much the same as the sort of House of Gaga line, you know, for the Lady Gaga makeup line, which is like, House Labs is good. Like, I like house makeup, but I'm not going to seek it out myself because I think there is better makeup that's cheaper. And I'm not enough of a Lady Gaga fan to seek it out and pay that premium to have her name on it. Feel the same here. It's like, it's fine. If I was a huge Halsey fan, I would be okay with it. I think there's better lip products that are cheaper. The other products I haven't received, so I can't speak to them. I'm really excited about the Shadow 6. They look great. They are in lots of fun colors, which definitely ties in more closely with the brand messaging. And the Matte Fluid Eye Paint, which also looks super cool and comes in a pink and a green. And I would love to try those. They seem like fun. But I can't because I haven't got them. So I'm sure they're lovely. Moving on, I want to talk about... What do we want to talk about? There's so much stuff, you guys. There's so much stuff. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about the one, the product that had me in stitches. So this came in. It's a brand called Bella Skin Beauty. You can find them online, Bella Skin Beauty. And I opened the bottle and I was like, oh, another spritz, yay. Because we get sent a lot of sprays, you guys, and a lot of them making very spurious claims about what a spritz is able to achieve. But I opened this one, and then I looked at it, and it wasn't just a spritz. It's a watermelon probiotic underarm toner. I'm going to let that sink in, literally and figuratively. So I go on their website, and it says, don't have time to shower? Do you find yourself reapplying deodorant to take care of body odor throughout the day? Did you just finish a workout and only have a minute to freshen up? In answer to those questions, don't have time to shower. I always have time to shower. It's COVID. Do you find yourself reapplying deodorant to take care of body odor throughout the day? No, because I don't really move that much because it's COVID. Did you finish a workout and only have a minute to freshen up? Absolutely not. If I do a workout, I definitely have time to freshen up because it's COVID. So I was a little bit like, this is nonsense. This is a product where they're just trying to sell me something that I don't need. That's another thing. It's fear-mongering. You're trying to scare me into thinking I have stinky pits that need to be treated with a probiotic toner. Absolute nonsense. I've lived my whole life without an underarm toner. This is silly. And then I hate myself so much. And then I used it. And I had showered. And then I'd gone into my room to get something, do something, I don't know. And then Jeff had gone in the bathroom and my deodorant I'd left in the bathroom. So I was like, well, I don't have my deodorant on yet. Let me just try this, see if it does anything at all. And we'll see where we go from there. And I sprayed it on and I was like, oh, that's lovely. It feels soothing and delightful. Like, no problems there. And then I didn't apply my deodorant. It was later in the afternoon, it was sort of mid-afternoon. I had, in fact, just finished a workout and only had a minute to freshen up. No, I did shower, but I just couldn't get to my deodorant. So I'd done a workout sort of late in the day and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to rush to put deodorant on for no reason. So I just used this. You guys, I really love it. I hate myself. I know you're laughing at me and you should be. It is nonsense. Now, I am just going to say, before I even go into anything else, I'm going to say no one needs this. No one's life will be changed by owning this. But it has been a delightful addition to my lockdown routine that now after I shower, I spritz on a little bit of my watermelon probiotic underarm toner from Bella Skin Beauty. And it just is a delightful, refreshing spritz. If I'm not doing anything that requires deodorant, and like, I don't always, like, I'm not a stinky, sweaty person. I can be. Like, come summer, I need my deodorant, like, for sure. Harry and I have been in great detail about our sweatiness. We're a sweaty people. But if I'm just hanging out at the house and I've just, like, had a shower and I don't really need to go anywhere, do anything, I haven't got any reason to put deodorant on, this is so nice. It's a delightful addition, like many spritzers. Like, spritzers for your face, really. You don't need it. But it's not going to hurt anything and it can be a delightful addition. So if you feel so inclined to add an underarm probiotic toner, this is a great one. I don't know if anyone does. I feel like they might be selling like a lot of them. I've just got a feeling. But I really like it. Plus it's pretty. It's a pretty coral pink colour and it smells nice. And it's just a self-care item. So I will shut my mouth. I will stop judging things before I've tried them. How many times have I said that in the last 4 years? But yeah, I really liked it. So shut my mouth. Bella Skin Beauty, underarm probiotic toner. Thank you for changing my days, actually. Just being great. Thanks for being you. Thanks for being you. I'm going to wrap up quickly with just a mention of the Orly Day Trippin' range that just came out. It's their spring summer line, I guess. Orly is a nail care brand, a family owned indie company made in the USA. It's vegan, it's cruelty free. They do really pretty colors, and I find that I get really great wear out of an Orly polish. Obviously, base coat, top coat, all the way. But if I put it on my toes, like, it's on until I take it off. I really, really rate them. The Day Trippin' colors are very like 60s, 70s, cool, deserty, hip colors. There's like, you know, I wouldn't say like burnt out desert. So there's like a burnt coral, a really pretty orange, very sunsety yellow, and then a mint and a couple of blues that really just look like gorgeous marbleized tie dye. And I mentioned this because we're going to roll into the Brittany interview now. And Brittany works with Orly in product development, and she works with them as one of their nail artists, and she creates a lot of their content. So I wanted to tie the two together because that makes sense. But I do like Orly as a brand, and it's a brand that I never really knew that much about, to be honest. So it's been fun to learn a lot about it because we love supporting indie brands and we love supporting family-owned companies. So get out there and do that by picking up these Orly colours. It's like they feel right for summer. I'm going on a desert road trip soon once I'm vaccinated. Yes, that will be so soon. I'm going on a desert road trip and bet your bottom dollar I'll be taking these with me. Not physically, not taking the bottles. That would be madness. But I will be painted with these colours. You get me. Anyway, enough's enough, Lindsay. Shut up. Time to move on to our chat with Brittany Boyce, also known as Nails of LA on Instagram. You can go and check her out there. We'll put all of her links in the show notes. And yeah, I hope you really enjoy it. Coming right up after this break.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Brittany, thank you so much for joining us. This is very exciting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Honestly, this is a gift. I feel like one of the biggest trends I've seen with our listeners and in beauty in general is just we have so many questions in our Facebook group about nails. I think people find nails so much more intimidating than makeup sometimes. So it's always great to hear from an expert. So before I hit you with my 18,000 questions about how to do nails, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you're up to, and your background?
Yes. So my name is Brittany Boyce. I am a LA-based nail artist. I have been in the nail industry for about 7 years now, and I specialize in gel extensions and gel nail art. I was born and raised in San Diego and have been in LA for about the last 10 to 12 years.
Wow. So did you grow up a nail girl? Were you that girl that was always doing her nails as a kid, or were you a beauty girl?
No, actually, I was like the complete opposite. I went to cosmetology school for hair. Did not think I was going to be in the nail industry, but my whole childhood I wanted to be a Harley Davidson mechanic.
Amazing.
Which is like the complete opposite. And then like even like through high school, like I think like the time when I found out that that wasn't what I was going to do is that the schools that I was looking into actually dropped the program, and they only had like BMW programs. I was like, that's not cool. I don't want to work on BMW bikes, you know? So, and I didn't want to move out of state because I love California so much. And so a couple years went by and I decided to enroll in cosmetology school and thought I was going to be a hairstylist. And then the tables turned in the last minute and I've done nails ever since.
Just take it back slightly. Are you a Harley rider?
I am not.
Okay.
I used to be like very into it. I like grew up around bikes, like not like a lot, but I just thought it was so cool. But I'm a total baby now. So like terrifies me. I like would never. I'm very glad I didn't go into that.
I feel you. We chatted with Renee Rouleau, the esthetician and skincare brand owner recently. And she is a big biker. And I'm so in awe of her because I am petrified. Petrified of like a push bike these days, let alone a motorbike.
Same. As soon as I had my kid, I like just started like I have like I'm just way, way more chill than I was before. Like
that makes sense.
I used to like be a lot more like outgoing and a little crazy, and now I'm like definitely I play like everything on the safe side.
Fair enough. I mean, because you don't want to see your kid on the motorbike, right? Like that's yeah. It's like you're not doing this, so I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, and they all dirt bike ride and stuff, you know. But it's just it's a very different than like you know Harleys and like being on the street.
Yeah, fair enough. So back to nails. How did you make the jump from hair to nail art? That's a leap.
So I started doing hair for about the first year. My mom's done hair for about 18 years now. And it's not even that I wanted to follow in her footsteps. I just think that I was at a time in my life where I was like, I really need to get something going. And I feel like I would be really good at it. And so I actually started assisting the owner of her salon for the first year. And then with assisting, you know, there's so much to learn. Like I was really good at doing like highlights, but I like could not like figure out how to cut hair, like to save my life. And I hated the fact that like in hair, you know, it's different than nails because like, if you do a job that like, isn't amazing, it's someone's hair. And like, besides the fact, like, I mean, I get it can grow back, but like, who wants to have bad hair even no, for a totally. Moment, you yeah. know? And then if you mess up their color, it's like a whole color correction. If you messed up in the first place, you probably don't know how to do color correction. And so I had like this, like, just like fear of like not having it always come out perfect. So I took a job doing nails part-time while I was still assisting for hair. And I just realized like, you know, if one like line in nail art didn't come out flawlessly, like you can just wipe it off and you can redo it. And so I had a couple really cool opportunities come up on the nail side and I just took them and I quit my, you know, assistant job of hairstyling and just literally went full it at 100%. And it's been about 7 to 8 years now. And I've done a lot of really cool things in the industry that I feel like a lot of people don't realize that is even available for work.
Yeah. Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about that. Because like you say, I think it is kind of an under the radar job with nail artistry mm-hmm. in particular. Because, like, you know, people would think of like, oh, I go and get my nails done. But what you do is something really different. So talk to us yeah. a little bit about that.
So, you know, in the beginning, I worked at salons. I took my first job in LA. I actually went for the interview. Didn't think I was going to get hired at all. It is a salon that used to be off Melrose, but it's a very, very well-known Japanese nail salon. And they're very popular in Tokyo. And they became so popular out there that Katy Perry and just everyone, when they would visit Tokyo, would always have to go get their nails done by there. And so they were hiring. And I told my husband, I was like, you know, I'm just going to drive down there. I like commute. I don't even live in the area. And I was like, I'm going to drive down there and just take the job, like interview just for the experience. And I got hired and I was like, what do I do now? Like my commute was so intense. Like it was so crazy. And I did it for a year and a half, but like they didn't hire me because I was an amazing nail tech. They hired me because they really loved my attitude and they were like, we can train her. And so I worked there for a year and a half. All they do is hard gel extensions and nail art. I trained with some of the best, sweetest girls that like I still to this day have ever met like in the industry. And it really like made me think that there's just so much cooler stuff out there than just being in a salon. So I worked at a couple like really well-known salons. And then I started working with Orly, which is an amazing family-owned you know, nail company. The CEO, Jeff Pink, started the company, you know, in his like younger days. And still to this day, he's still there every day in office, you know, his son and his daughter, you know, they're all just so, you know, like influenced by it and like have been by his side through the whole thing. And I really love that they are, you know, LA family owned nail business. So I started working with them. I did product development with them. I did, I've done marketing, you know, things with them. I started doing all of their photo shoots, helping out with education, trying to get certain teams, you know, just like in the right place. And so I really liked the fact that I didn't just do one thing for that company, that I was able to change things up. And so, after that, I'm still with them. I still work with them, you know, a couple days a week, doing like marketing and like a lot of like content creating for the company. But I started taking house calls and I started doing a lot of like off like set work, besides like just with them. And so even my week schedule, it's so busy, but every day is different. And I like really think that that's something that people should look at, that you don't just have to like go into a salon and be there every day. And it's a lot of work, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've worked very hard 7 days a week, like literally like 16, 17 hour days for years. But it's just really cool that like I'm at a like spot now in my life that like every day is different and I don't get bored of it. And I like love going to work. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to work.
Yeah, that's what we all want. That sounds nice, please. Tell yeah. me about the best parts. Yeah, what are the what are these brilliant parts that you love so much? Because it sounds like you really genuinely love your job.
I do. I mean, I love that everything's different. Like yesterday I was on set, you know, of Elle magazine we did a cover for Elle for not just the US, for actually all of the different magazines. Because of COVID, you know, things have been a little different, so they're not able to shoot at other locations. And you know, we had the like guest celebrity was Emma Roberts, and like she was amazing. She's just such a sweetheart and just such a beautiful person inside and out. And so I think just like being able to meet different people from all over the place and just having every day be different, you know, like yesterday I was on set, the day before I did house calls, you know, over the weekend before that I was like creating content for, you know, different brands. And I think just keeping like things different are really good. I'm the type of person that gets very bored, not just of a 9-to-5, but like of a repetitive lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Even at a salon, my first, you know, so many years in a salon, I would, you know, for the first 9 months, I'd love it. For the next 3 months, I would not like it so much. And at the end of the year, I'm just like, I need something new. And so I think it's really cool that I've been able to like create, you know, like a different type of circle to keep things very different. But I love everything about it. I love taking house calls and seeing, you know, my regular clients. I love working on set. And it's also so nice to be able to just work from home and create fun content, you know?
Going back to like speaking to your experience, like you say, you've been doing this for a while, and nail art is a trend that just doesn't seem to go away. It will have a moment where it's like very elaborate, and then it will have a moment where it's a little bit quieter. Talk to us about the trends, how you've seen things change, and what's coming next.
I feel like things, you know, they change, but then they definitely stay like, you know, very similar. I think that a lot of things like what, you know, nail artists are doing, which is amazing, it's like they're taking a look, like for example, like the French manicure. You know, the CEO of Orly, he created the French manicure back in 1975, which, you know, has been going strong ever since. But, you know, it's not just about that simple French anymore. It's about like every possible way that like, you know, me or like any other artist can recreate that to get like a fun, new, fresh vibe. And I mean, for years, it's just been going strong. It started with, you know, we'll do like the cute little half French. And then it went to like a whole new game changing, you know, where people are just using it in every way. I think that Bettina Goldstein is actually like a great friend of mine. She is an amazing nail artist. If you don't follow her and like love nail art, you should definitely look at her page. But she sets trends all the time, and she does things that, you know, are very like elegant and simple, but then she also like will paint vegetables on a nail, you know, like, and it's just so cool because it's so different and everything that she does is so unique. And a lot of people go, you know, to her page to be inspired by things and, you know, try to create or, you know, hopefully recreate, you know, stuff that she's done. But it just kind of like, there's like really no limits. You know, even though like I keep my style very simple, I like, you know, very modern, clean lines and curves. And like my favorite, you know, 98% of my nail art is a sheer nude nail with some type of like, you know, simple pop of color on it. You know, we have other nail artists that are doing the complete opposite, you know, but I really like that you can't really go wrong with it. It just depends on, it's your personal opinion, you know, of the styles that you like.
So if someone's looking at their nails and they're looking at their nails like I'm looking at mine and they're so sad, so sad and so alone, mine are on a gel break at the moment. So like I'm taking care of them. But if someone's looking at their nails and saying, I want to do something fun, but I don't have any idea where to start. I've never done my own nails beyond like maybe some clear polish. Where would you tell someone to start from the very beginning until they can get out to see a fabulous nail artist such as yourself?
I mean, there's definitely many different options. I just launched my own brand, Nails of LA, back in November, on November 17th. And with the pandemic, you know, like I've always like wanted to have my own brand, but I never knew really where to start, let alone never had the time. And so we decided to launch Press On Nails with like my signature nail art looks. And it's been going really well. So I think Press On Nails are a great way to go about it, like if you want to add a little bit of length but cannot paint your own nails, for instance. If I put them, apply them on myself versus you apply them on yourself, they're gonna look the same, which I think is so amazing about it. But then there's also people that don't want to add the length, you know, and they just want a very clean manicure. And I think the best way to start would be always make sure that you use a base coat and top coat, because that's what's going to, the base coat's going to protect your nails from staining. It's also going to make sure that your nails don't chip right away. And then a top coat's going to help add shine. But I would say just, you know, just to start with your simpler colors, like a sheer nude or a sheer pink, you know, I would definitely, if you're a beginner, avoid red nail polish. It stains everything. It's even a tricky color for a professional to use. But, you know, there's that. There's at-home gel manicure kits that people are offering. There's really cute, like, nail decal stickers. If you're like, I love nail art but could never do it, you know, they have amazing ones that come from South Korea, and some really cool brands that they have very modern, clean, chic looks. And so I think that's also fun, too. You could do, you know, two coats of a sheer polish, let it dry really well, and throw, like, a really cute gold cup sticker at the base of each nail, and it's going to look like you went to a salon.
Talk to me about your favorite looks of all time. I mean, you talked a little bit about how your style is that very clean, very graphic, gorgeous. Everyone should go to your Instagram, and we'll tag that below so everyone knows where to find you. But tell me about some of your all-time favorite looks. Do you have anything through history that you always go back to for inspiration?
Yeah, I recreate the French manicure a lot. It's like probably what recently in the last like 6 months, 80% of what I do. It just happens that like I'll post something and like my clients love it, and so I just keep recreating, you know, different versions of it. I think I love a clean French manicure, but I love it when it's like a thin version. I don't want it too thick. I want it to have a nice curve, and I like to add it with color. So instead of doing your typical pink and white, even if it's like a neutral nail with like a thin, like neon yellow French, you know, or multicolor French, I absolutely love that look. Also the French outline look, where it's a very detailed outline, very thin, but then there's like a negative space inside of the French, I think is really fun. It's kind of tricky to create, and not many people, I don't want to say not many people can do it, but to be able to get that really clean, thin curve. So it definitely is a trickier, even though it looks simple, it's a trickier design to do. And then I have a brush stroke technique that I love. It's one clean brush stroke on the nail, and then I add a little bit of transfer foil on it just to give it a little bit of like a gold touch. And I just still to this day, after like creating them, you know, a couple years ago, like still love as my basic go-tos.
So what's next for you? What's next for Brittany? What's next for Nails of LA?
I mean, we're just really focusing right now on press-ons, you know. We're in the middle of creating a new launch to get some really cool, fun, fresh designs out there for spring and summer. The first collection that was launched, I really wanted like a very minimalist approach, your everyday wears. We did three different sets with different neutral bases to cover, you know, every skin tone. And I ended up adding like little tiny like gold hues to it, a couple pops of, you know, different minimalist looks. But now, you know, those have been really successful. People are loving them, but I want to add like a pop of color in there. So the new collection is definitely featuring something a little bit more fun and fresh, but with still keeping the minimalist vibe to it. And I mean, I'm just still doing my day to day, even though like with launching the company and like, you know, still having that be like a really big portion of, you know, my everyday work, I still balance everything that I did before. So I'm just still, you know, taking house calls, working on set and creating content.
Keeping busy, keeping nice and busy. I just have one last question that actually came from one of our listeners. And I love this question, but if you could do anyone's nails, if you could have a dream client, do you know who it would be?
I don't. I haven't really thought much of it. It's very interesting. Like I don't get like celebrity shocked. They're, like to me, like they're just people. Mm-hmm. But I don't have like an obsessive personality. I mean, I do some really cool people's nails, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, they're cool, but they're just people at the same time. I would probably say like Beyonce, to be honest, you know, she would probably be the one person that, not that I'd be so nervous, but I get more, I just want to make sure that everyone loves their nails. It doesn't matter if they're a celebrity or just, you know, a regular everyday person. I always, when I first start to, like my first time doing, like meeting with someone, like, oh, I'm just like, I hope they love them and they want me back. And that's with everyone. But definitely if I had to pick like off the top of my head right now, like who's like the biggest person you'd want to like work with, it'd be Beyonce.
Yeah. I would like to do Beyonce's nails and have her like them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll go to school to like do Beyonce's nails.
You know, and that's what it is. It's just, even though, like, I mean, I know my work's good. Like, you know, like I'm not a fast nail artist. If you want to be in and out in an hour, like, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So like my clients are, you know, very patient and stuff, but I take a lot of time to make sure that the detail is absolutely there. And I mean, I have amazing clients. Like, they're all so cool and just like so genuinely like awesome, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just like every person that I meet, like inside, I'm like, I know I'm good at nails, but at the same time, I'm like, I hope they love them and like have to have me back in 2 weeks, you know? So whenever I get, you know, the text or the phone call, like, you know, can you be here? I just get really excited.
And Beyonce, if you're listening, because you never know. Yes.
you never know.
Someone's doing Beyonce's nails. That's what I do know. So it may as well be you.
And her nail tech's amazing too. I mean, I see her nails. You know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, amazing. So
no, thank you so much. Honestly, I have so much respect for what you do. I think nail artistry is such an under the radar art. I think everyone thinks it's one of those jobs everyone thinks, I could do that. I could pick up nail polish and paint nails. And it's like, it's actually an art, and it's so much skill. And like you say, time and patience that I do know I don't have. So like, I have huge respect for you who does have it. But thank you so much. This was so helpful and so lovely to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What an absolute delight. What an absolute delight. Okay, it's time. Come on, you guys, sing it with me. Me and Harry had a nightmare. We had to do like 20 takes of this last episode. We totally lost our mojo. So I need you to do this with me so that I know I've not gone fully mad. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Highlight of the week. I am losing my voice. This is more than I've spoken to anyone in several days. But highlight of the week. You guys, this is not a highlight I ever expected to be sharing with you, but it's something that I've fallen deeply in love with. You know how like we wash our hands all the time and everyone went mad for hand sanitizer, and like a year ago you just couldn't touch hand sanitizer with a 10-foot pole because it was the most precious commodity known to man? Got a new hand sanitizer and I'm sort of a little bit in love with it. Now, the brand is pronounced, I don't know if it's Olika or Olika, but it's a little hand sanitizer that comes in delicious scents. I've got mint citrus here. There is a lavender one as well. There's a couple of different scents. It offers long-lasting hydration. It's aromatherapeutic essential oils, 15% more uses than similar-sized gels, and it's vegan, so we love that. And you can refill it. You can actually get little pouches of refills, so you don't have to keep buying the packaging. But what's most important here is, yes, we all need hand sanitizer, and yes, we'll all be using hand sanitizer now until the end of time. If you're going to use a hand sanitizer, why not use a very adorable little bird-shaped hand sanitizer? Now, it's very hard for me to do this justice, because I'm saying little bird and it makes it sound cheesy. It's not. It's like ergonomically designed to fit in the palm of your hand with your finger on the top to spritz it down, and then it sort of peaks into a beak at the front to make it look like it's sort of bird-shaped. I'm also now looking at it and saying it also kind of looks like a really fancy vibrator. But, you know, don't worry about where my mind is. Worry about where your hand sanitizer is. I really like these. You can get one as well that comes with a carabiner attachment so you can clip it onto your handbag. It's just really cute and designy without being too kitschy or cheesy at all. It's cool. The scents are lovely. I love that it's refillable. I hate throwing things away. I'm really, really, really desperately trying to reduce the amount of plastic that I use. Just like, I don't know why. We've known this for ages, but I've just recently had the fear of God put in me about plastic. And I'm like, we've got to stop using all things plastic, Jeff. Got to stop using plastic. Like, literally can't use another plastic thing ever as long as we live. He's enjoying that, as you can imagine. But this is great because, like I say, it's refillable and you can order pouches of the actual sanitizer and put it back in the birdie and fill the birdie up. But I love it. I really, really love it. And I love the scents. It feels nice on my hand. It doesn't feel super drying like a lot of other hand sanitizers that I've used over the last year and, like, you know, the 39 years before that. But yeah, I'm pro. So thank you, Olika or Olika. However I am pronouncing your name. Probably could have gone on Instagram and found out, but unprofessional beauty lover, you know, you get what you're given around these parts. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone in the Facebook community. We love you. facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Tap that top pinned post and it will take you to our beauty lovers group. Join us. Join the 4,000 strong gang of super top awesome women and men and all peoples talking about all things beauty. It's just genuinely like the nicest community and I love dipping in there to see what you've all been up to. And you can also support us on Patreon. That's patreon.com for other people who don't speak in a fake French accent. And you can support us for like $1 a month or £1 a month or like less than that, I think. You can literally throw any amount of money you'd like to at us and we will accept it. We will accept it. Just scrabbling up, picking up your dollars from the edge of the stage, gyrating just for you. That's who we are. That's what we do. I'm not proud. But, you know, I am actually. No, I am. So thank you so, 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 so much. If you didn't hate this, feel free to leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you did hate it, don't waste your time. You've got other things to do. You've got better things to do than leave bad podcast reviews. You know that. I'm sure you're very busy. I'm sure you're a very important person. I feel like you are anyway. You're important to me. And on that note, gonna wrap up. Speak to you soon, you guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another brilliant chat with actually Shantae from Black Girl Sunscreen, which is very exciting because they're one of my favorite brands, and loads more new news and a highlight of the week that isn't a hand sanitizer that looks like a vibrator. What a treat. I mean, edge of your seat stuff, I know. We'll be back soon. Talk to you then. Bye, guys.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.